With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What up? This is Gina Irina Shuto, and this is Bridge the Atlantic.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcio Novelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats, literally and figuratively. When I'm not making music or doing this show, I'm directing music videos and documentaries or vlogging as the Crazy Vegan.
Before we jump into the interview, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger for as little as $1 per month. You'll gain access to our exclusive encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly interviews and keeping the lights on here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Yes, the lights are important. And make sure to head over to our website to pick up one of our shirts that we are sporting right now. Looks really good on you, Ross. You look good.
Oh,
I'm trying to compliment people more. If you use the coupon code BTARocks, you'll receive 20% off your order. And of course, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes.
So joining us out of Detroit is singer-songwriter Gina Irina Shuto. Gina finished second in the 2014 season of American Idol and has since signed to Original 1265 Recordings, releasing an EP and full-length album, Cold Fame, and is currently studying for a degree in creative songwriting.
Cold Fame was written and recorded after Gina spent 6 months of her teenage years as a contestant on American Idol, and the record displays a range of sounds and sensibilities that take us through the life of a modern young woman. We're excited to get to know Gina, hear more about the record, and the advice she'd offer to her fellow musicians. So, without further ado, welcome to Bridge the Atlantic, Gina.
Hi, how y'all doing?
I'm well. I'm really well. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I've been a fan of yours since I saw you on American Idol. Big fan of the album. As I said before the interview to you, Gina, I probably account for 10% of your streaming Spotify royalties. So that gives you an insight into how much I listen to your record. So
thank you so much, dude. That means a lot. As I said before the interview too, it was definitely a long time coming. So I'm glad that there's some people out there that really appreciate it and are liking it. So
we're totally awkward and we like to make our guests awkward. So tell me three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Oh, I wrote these down and I asked my boyfriend last night. So I think three things about me. I think I'm enthusiastic about a lot of things. I'm motivating. I like to make sure that people are working hard and that I'm motivated as well, just because that's one of the biggest things for me. If I'm not motivated, then it's not going to happen. And then I'm just real too. That's the last thing I put. It's been really hard after the last few years to kind of like condense down to myself and like what I believe in. And I've always been a really big people pleaser as well. So I've been trying to be more real with people and just to say things straight up rather than beat around the bush. So
cool.
I like
definitely an important skill to have.
Assertiveness.
Also quite a difficult one.
It is difficult, dude. I'm still learning every single day. Mm-hmm. I got to catch myself.
Assertiveness is a tough skill, especially if you spent your whole life not being assertive, very passive aggressive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's just because like I always want to get, you know, the thing out of it that I want. If I'm doing my project, like it's good to conform and compromise, but you always want to get out what you actually want and how you want to be perceived and all that good stuff, because you're in the public eye. You know what I mean? You got to be
for sure.
Real. You got to be yourself.
Yeah, and I think that actually leads quite well into my first question. So as I was doing some research on you earlier, obviously after American Idol, that probably opened a lot of doors to you in terms of labels and management and different places that you could go. So what was the main reason that you chose to go with an independent label rather than a major? Was it so that you could do your own thing, or was there any specific reasons?
Pretty much. Like, I had a few, not interviews, but I guess consultations, with a couple labels, some out of New York, and then there was like one in LA, and then I had, you know, a consultation in Detroit with the independent label I'm signed to currently, and there was a complete difference between all three of them. And the ones with the major labels, it was very intimidating. There's a lot of men in suits there. all about, I don't know, just kind of looked like dollar signs in a way. You know, it just wasn't, when I presented my own original work to them, which was kind of news to a lot of people after the show, because I've been singing covers for the last year. When I presented my own original music, it was, they weren't very enthusiastic about it until I got to the independent label. Like, oh, you write? Oh my God. And it's good? Okay, let's develop it. And as soon as I got that little notification from them, I was very excited and very motivated to start my project with them. So again, I'm just like, as you can hear in the record, it's super real and super naked, if you will. With just everything, my feelings about everything. And I just wanted to be really open and honest with my audience. So they allowed me to do that. And I was very happy. So
I think that resonates, though. I think that there's a lot of that going on where, you know, an artist will sign to a major label and it's all just fabricated. And that's not to take away from someone who's a fantastic singer and just doesn't happen to write.
Right.
You know, because I used to be very much like, oh, if you don't write your own songs, you're awful. But, you know, I've learned to really.
Yeah,
like,
but that's not.
No, some of the best singers out there didn't write any of the material. However, I consider someone who creates an artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how are we supposed to learn about you if you're not writing? You know what I mean? We can appreciate your talent as a vocalist. But, you know, I feel like you being very naked emotionally, like you said on the album, we're getting to learn who you are, and you're sharing a whole different layer of yourself. And, you know, I think I give you kudos for that, because I think we need a lot more of that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, like throughout the whole writing process and recording, I was still kind of like second guessing, like, is this too much? Like, is like, because honestly, I was very filtered when I was on the show. It was, you know, it's obviously a family oriented show. And they know how to do, like, they've had their whole system down for, like, at that point, it was 13 years. So I could only really show one side of myself or a few sides of myself in front of the camera. So I just wanted to eliminate all of that and not even have to think about turning myself on or off, because that's super, super tiring after a while.
Oh, absolutely. I think Jim Carrey's actually, you know? There's actor Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He's been talking a lot about this, about how, you know, you put on a facade and eventually you know, the people who love you for something are not loving you for who you really are. It's for this character you created. So I think we can learn from people like him and
you
know, just take away all that and just be real. And I think maybe I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for that nowadays, especially with social media and everything. I mean, we can share those different sides, although not everyone's ready for it. But I think if you do that, you can kind of filter out the people who don't get it, you know, like it's better to have a very focused following that gets you than like a much broader following, I think, that just likes you because they think you're something you're not, right?
Right. Exactly. And then that's just like a miserable, that'd be a miserable life for me, you know, just always being known for that one thing, or I don't know.
Exactly.
It's just, it's good to actually be friends with your fans too.
Yes.
And, yeah.
I find that, even though it's not, especially since I'm not really good, I'm going to be straight up, I'm not good at social media at all, at all. But there's a few people that have followed me from the show to present. And those are the fans or my friends, I would say, that I'm really appreciative of, because they've watched me transform, not only like grow up, because it's been like 4 years. And four very crucial years since I was 17 and now I'm 21. And a lot of changes. I mean, I've changed a lot over the years, like my views on things, my experiences that I've gone through. You know, I no longer live with my mom anymore. It's a huge life step. So there's a lot of things I'm discovering, and there's those fans that have stuck through everything. So I'm super appreciative of that.
Well, we appreciate you. And
I appreciate you guys.
It's just a love fest here. I love it.
Yeah. So you released the album in 2017. And, you know, I think we've discussed it, you know, it is a really authentic record because it is very you. Did it take some time for you to actually find your sound? And what's been the biggest thing you learned through writing and recording the album?
So with writing, I've been writing since I was like 9 or 10. And I've gone through a few different genres since Idol, and even before Idol. Like, I was in a band, like a rock band, punk rock band for a while when I was 12. And then jumped on the Idol train. And then I did like a electronic group for a little while. So I've been through a few different genres, but I didn't know, like, with all that stripped away, who am I and what do I sound like? And the only consistency that's been there has been my songwriting and the piano. So I stripped it all down and just brought all the songs or all the drafted songs to my manager or my co-songwriter for the album and producer. He's basically everything. And we kind of just started there and expanded from that. And a lot of my songwriting that I brought to him was, it was a little unorganized because I had some of the songs I had written when I was 14. You know what I mean? They had been older than some of the new stuff that I'd been writing. But so there was a lot of organizational problems with the lyrics. I had to have a little bit of help, but after a while I kind of condensed it all down and that's what you hear today. So we kind of built up the whole instrumentation around the piano and vocals. So that's what the heart of it is.
Gina, are you ready for 20 questions?
I think so.
All right, let's do this.
I think so.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Meat.
Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Indie or major?
Indie.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Detroit or Los Angeles?
Detroit.
Education or experience?
Experience.
Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
Okay, these are two favorites of mine. American Horror Story or Stranger Things?
American Horror Story.
Cool.
Talent or attitude?
Attitude.
Another two of my favorites. Paramore or Incubus?
Paramore, just because they're my favorite. There you go. I have to.
Style or substance?
Style.
Alanis Morissette or Fiona Apple?
Fiona.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Studio or stage?
Studio.
Michael Jackson or Michael Bolton?
I mean, I love Michael Bolton, but I gotta say Michael Jackson.
And you performed with the Bolts.
I know, but I just love Michael Jackson too. But they're equal. Let's just go with that.
I love it. Okay, Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Celine.
Whale or kale?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know, this is most people's reaction.
Because Ross doesn't really, he's got this accent that's not quite Scottish, not quite
like
British.
Like whale? Was the
so
first
whale,
one whale? Like, woo,
like from
woo.
The ocean. Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Probably, I don't know, like eating it?
No.
Or like,
no.
Whales then.
Just
I like
as an
whales.
Abstract concept.
I like whales.
Awesome. Bette Midler
for
or the
sure.
Riddler? As we move on.
Bette Midler. She's dope.
And your final question, the most important question, some may say.
I'm comfortable for this one.
Ross or Marcio?
Oh, that's not cool, you guys.
It's not.
That is not cool. I just met both of you, and both of you are awesome. So why don't I just go with Bridgely Atlantic is my favorite.
I like that.
We'll take it.
Sometimes people will mix us together as like Rossio or something, which I'm not so sure how I feel about that, but picking Bridge the Atlantic. I kind of like it, but
it's kind of weird.
That.
Right?
You are the first person, believe it or not, in 150 interviews that has actually picked Bridge the Atlantic. You're
Dang.
A winner. You're a winner, Gina. You're a winner.
Thank you, guys.
Winner,
thank
winner,
you.
Vegan dinner.
Yes. Wait, which one of you are vegan?
Who do you think?
Oh, you are. Oh, duh. Duh.
Who do you think? All right, Gina. Let's get serious here, okay?
Okay.
No, let's not get serious here. For artists who are perhaps struggling between doing what they think others want them to do versus what they want to do, what advice would you offer them? Because this is something that it's clear that you've kind of struggled with. You know, coming out the other
end.
Oh, yeah,
so much. I still struggle with it, too. It's just never ending. But what I will say is that no matter what point of career, you know, at one point of your career that you're in or at, I don't know what I'm trying to say, people are always going to throw their opinion at you. And some of it's good advice and some of it's not so good, depending on how you take it. But I always take everything into consideration. It's like what my mom taught me, and listen to everything very intently and very closely. Just so you have that respect level, because you never want to burn a bridge with anybody. But always take into consideration everything and go back and analyze that on your own. And bring it to somebody that you really trust and that you, there's just a very small group of people, now that I really trust with the advice points that people give. So, once I kind of analyze it myself, I'll go back and pinpoint the things that I think will work for me and the things that I don't want to compromise on, but always respect everything. Which is sometimes hard to do because people have got huge egos, in this industry, especially, but just always take everything with a grain of salt.
I absolutely love your energy and vibe. I love it. I really do. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you.
I mean that very genuinely. I love it.
I love your vibes too. I'm getting good vibes over here.
So many vibes. Oh my gosh. I've got, it's working out.
And really quickly, for anyone who's kind of looking at different labels or management deals, what advice would you offer to them to help them make the best decision? Is there anything specific that they should look for when they are comparing, you know, different options?
If they're okay, whenever you're going to talk to a management company or a label, whether it's independent or major, they're investing in you. They're investing their time, they're investing their money, what have you. Just make sure that with that investment, they're investing what you want to put out and they're investing in the real you instead of this crazy conformed version of you, because that's not going to be a win-win. You always want the deal to be a win-win for both of you. And I think that's the only way it can happen, is if you're really excited and motivated for that investment. Because it's a lot of work on both ends. A lot of work. So.
Awesome.
I guess
now,
that's
we're going to be talking with Gina after this interview on our new patron-only series, Encore. We're going to be chatting about her currently studying for her bachelor's degree in creative songwriting at the Detroit Institute of Music Education. Just want to let all our viewers know to become a Bridger on Patreon for as little as $1 a month to gain access to this special series, which features additional segments with each of our guests every week. So we're going to be talking with Gina about that after this interview. Now, I know, Gina, you said that you are not very good with social media, but what is the best place for people to connect with you online?
Online, so I've got my website, which is www.ginaireen.com, mm-hmm. and that links to every one of my social medias.
Perfect.
So that's
which
cool.
Social media do you like spend the most time on?
I spend the most time on Instagram. I love Instagram just because it, even though it makes your life look a lot cooler than it actually is, I think it's really good insight. I'm a visual learner mm-hmm. always, so I like to learn about people through their eyes. So
awesome.
I love Instagram.
Awesome. Awesome. And you can find us as In Bridge the Atlantic on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
Yes. And as for me, I now have my own Patreon where you can join me for new demos, unreleased songs, private hangouts, and so much more every single month. Visit patreon.com/MarcioNovelli to join the family. You can find my music on iTunes and Spotify and just about anywhere you like to listen to music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I'm working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work and my blog at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi and on Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, as well as Music Entrepreneur HQ and Social Surge. All links are in the description, so please check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep the show alive.
You really held that one. This is true. This is true.
Yeah. And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated our rewards, which include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, as well as an opportunity for you, specifically you, to co-host an episode. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
And like I mentioned earlier, we have a new series. It's a patron-only series. You become a patron for a little as a dollar a month, and you gain access to this. Don't forget to do that. The links are in the description. You can find them everywhere there. Gina, this has been wonderful, really. It has been an honor to have you on the show. We have we've both loved chatting with you. You were so sweet. Love your vibe. Love your energy.
I love you guys too. I'm going to have to tune in every week now.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, you do.
You're going to come back? You're going to come back on the show sometime?
I would love to. If you guys invite me back, it's an immediate yes.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
All right.
It's a yes from me. Oh, my God.
Awesome. Thanks so much.